It's almost like every Friday, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's get it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Speaks sat down with
Matt Shaw.
I want to hear all about it.
Shaw said his wife likes to come on road trips, likes to travel on some, but not on the bad road trips, like...
I just stayed in my hotel room, man. Every time I look out my window, it's pretty depressing out here, man.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
Milwaukee.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Milwaukee is the fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected three socialist mayors.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
St. Louis.
St. Louis! Alex Kuhn, you are a winner!
Ringo.
It's hot.
And
muggy.
And muggy, and it's...
there's nowhere to eat.
There's nowhere to eat! There's nothing to do! There's probably some stuff to do, but...
Yeah, boo. Yeah.
Who'd want to play in St. Louis? So boring.
Yeah,
right. So boring.
Would you rather hang out in Chicago or St. Louis?
I'll let my sewage be the answer to that. My sewage tells me the answer, and my sewage goes to St. Louis before I do.
They've got legitimate beef about that. That's legitimate.
Back here in St. Louis, the gateway to the West, and also the Chicago River. We turn to the current of the river, so that the sewage would come.
St. Louisans were not happy about that.
Hang with them.
We should apologize.
Really?
Yeah.
And just because we were better at engineering in the early 1900s?
It's kind of a sinister way to do engineering.
He's on his best behavior, which is very impressive considering he's mad about a sports result.
Lousy St. Louis Cardinals can't win the 1985 World Series on classic sports.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and man, do we have a show for you. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. We appreciate you spending your Friday with us. We've got some great giveaways, which I'll get to momentarily. You are going to hear from the Bears quarterback, who is just on these very airwaves talking about all the things that you want to know. Our whole crew is here. Alex is back there working because there's more Bears stuff. There's more news coming out of Hallis Hall that we need to get to as it pertains to this stadium. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
And he is on one today.
I was giving it to you during the break, and you're like, that's enough out of you. And I'm like, I am just getting started, sir. It is 2:29. Settle in as we get rolling. And it's a beautiful open. Our sewage chooses to vacation in St. Louis. We, though, do not.
No, we do not. We have some cool stuff for you in the city, beautiful to enjoy,
that's
including a Cubs on Deck giveaway. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see our show at Budweiser Brickhouse in Wrigleyville on Tuesday, August 19th from 10 to 2. And you're like, wait, how is that you guys' show? Well, Middays flip-flopped with us so that we're going to do that show that day because Nico Horner is going to join us at noon for a whole hour. It's powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. Be caller 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
You're having a really bad day so far.
We did wear those shirts.
We did. I don't know if Nico liked it. We're also giving away a pair of tickets later on to see the Black Keys No Rain, No Flowers tour with special guest Gary Clark Jr. That's September 3rd at the Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Ireland in Chicago. Tickets are available at LiveNation.com. Be caller 6 to that same number, 312-540-0670, when you hear Tanny play a Black Keys song.
And the Cubs are back tonight. They start a road trip in St. Louis. We will be spending some time talking about that. Benji Molina is going to join us around 4:25. Pregame coverage starts at 6:40 with first pitch at 7:15 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Speaks.
Yo.
The Bears quarterback was on The Score. What did you think?
I thought that Layla and Groats did a nice job and stopped him cold a couple of times. Got him thinking because he's got sort of some of his rote answers in mind and doing a lot of media, but definitely got him thinking a little bit. I loved when they challenged him about the process and what's happening right now, and he voiced something that I think all fans can and should remember about what might be happening even today.
Yeah, I think me making mistakes now is where I'm at. You know, throw these interceptions.
that I'm going to throw in practice, or maybe preseason, being able to, you know, understand and figure out how to see this defense and, you know, maybe where I need to get down to, whether it's a check down or whether it's, you know, I actually can't complete this pass, maybe it's second window or, you know, just figuring out those small things. And that's where we're at right now. That's where I'm at. So that when we get into the games that, you know, it's a calculated risk. Yes, every throw is, or every moment is, but it's a well-calculated risk. And, you know, we're taking those risks when it's time. And if not, it's not there, just take the check down, move on.
Hope he holds on to that, believes it, as the bad practices sometimes will pile up. There was one today, apparently, and we'll talk plenty about the joint practice, or at least some of the results are.
Yeah, it seemed like that practice was, from how it was described, it just seemed like Miami kind of brought the practice down because they were unorganized and they had pre-snaps. This is going to be a really interesting year on South Beach this year to figure out whether or not they're going to go forward with this experiment at head coach and at quarterback.
That's interesting. You think the McDaniel Tua thing might have a little funk on it right
now?
Yeah,
I mean, look, they're really interesting as a dynamic between them, and I think it could work, but it's just been strange. So we'll see.
You should stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great? What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
Mike McDaniel's an odd duck. But on the offensive side, there were some mistakes this morning, and that's cool. I'm good with it. And it sounds like he's good with it. That's going to be tested for him, just like it's tested for the fans.
I don't want Caleb to make mistakes to make mistakes, but if in a fit of aggression, he wants to try and drive the football into his space, I'm okay with him taking some of those risks to figure out inside of this system what he can and cannot get away with. I do think that that's part of the learning process, so I loved hearing him talk about that. And we shouldn't run away from the idea of him using this time with Ben Johnson to try and find some stuff out. It's it's an interesting choice to not play him in preseason, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show.
Yes, we will. In fact, there's some data on that we should discuss, and we will. But yeah, no, I think it's a good moment in terms of the mistakes and his comfort with it. And then we touched on this a little bit in transition. It's a very socially aware, a very social media conscious kid, young man who's grown up in it, and he was asked about the coverage, if it is fair, the coverage of him, and here's what he said.
What do we get wrong, and are you treated fairly? Is there anything that you see other than that viral video, and you're like, and you're scrolling, are you like, what are these guys talking about, or do you think the coverage of you is fair?
Fair isn't my job to judge. You know, but I mean, I wouldn't say that there's always truth to reports that come out, typically, to be honest with you, that come out. We're in practice, we're in training camp. Yeah, we didn't maybe score as many points or anything like that last year, or win as many games, but some of these reports that come out, yes, they are a little false, especially after a year that I had last year. You know, it's all right. It's everybody's job, and everybody has a job to do. And my job is to go win games. Your job may to be, you know, report and critic, good, bad, or indifferent. And, you know, there's no judge for either side.
Life in the big city, right? That's what your general manager always says. It's going to happen in market number three, right, Caleb?
Absolutely.
What do you make of him talking it through right there?
I think that it is okay for him to say that's out of bounds and that's not fair. I also think that it's incumbent upon us, and that, you know, this is a bigger thought for me. I think the goal is to always try and be fair. And that doesn't mean that it's without criticism, but you levy the criticism with the context. You talk about all the other things that may have gone into it, like the idea of, you know, Caleb throws an interception or Caleb gets sacked. Is it all on Caleb? Well, in some cases, it was him making a mistake. Some cases, it was the offensive line or the receiver running a wrong route. So as long as you're working towards trying to find the answer to that question, I think that you can be fair. And is to me, but this is my own ethos. This is not.
This is an interesting thing. You are very media savvy, media literate, and conscious of the way that people are doing their jobs in the name of journalism or outside the name of journalism. I listen to that exchange, and I just want to know if his head's in a good place, if he can handle what's happening, if he should pay attention less, if he should pay attention just as much. But go ahead and say it, like you said at the beginning.
Turn the TVs off and house off.
Yeah, I mean, like, because
we're in such a weird place to speak with it, because the criticism now is like, right. It's one thing if it's Caleb or Justin or Mitch, and they don't want to listen to us or watch what might be on Marquee or whatever.
You can't avoid this anymore.
But there's a dip. Like, now that criticism can come right to their face.
It can come right to their face. So probably friends and colleagues will text it to them. Hey, man, did you see this? Or I hope you're doing okay. They can think they're being supportive and they end up pointing it out.
Yeah.
They can scroll on the bottom line of any number of shows that you just happen to be flipping through. So, but it's to me, it's a matter of like, he's got to get to a good, healthy place. And I think the athletes we cover, they go on evolutions with that.
Yeah.
And that's totally understandable. We go on evolutions with that, with feedback.
And we're in such a new frontier with someone like Caleb, who has been dealing with this who's had to play out his life publicly on social media. And that has a dramatic effect on people, too. When do you decide to only use your platform and just your platform? When do you turn off reply? Like, all of that stuff that maybe other quarterbacks haven't had to deal with. And he is a lightning rod for whatever reason, you know? So I think it's okay for guys to be like, that was out of bounds. And I think there can be growth from it. But now we're in a place where it's not just Heritage Media. It's not just big box media. It is your average fan that has a voice. And I think that overall, that's a good thing. But I could also see how, if you're someone like Caleb, like, that type of scrutiny is rough to deal with.
This morning, the news was broken. The news was broken.
About? Breaking news on the Score: join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Nah, the beans were spilled this morning in the 8 o'clock hour with our guy Adam Hogue, who we're going to talk to at 3 o'clock.
Oh, about who's playing and who's not.
Yeah, let's discuss the beans, shall we?
And the bean,
and the beans, and the bean, and the precedent that we have been looking at in pregame that I think will be very interesting about this preseason.
We'll do that next here on the Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
I would say the practices are extremely important, but I will say that, I think the preseason games are important, just because, especially my position. You know, you go, months from the Packers game to, preseason game. If you didn't play in a preseason game, you go all the way to September without getting hit or having a live rep. And so, I definitely think it's important. I definitely think getting out there, having live reps, getting in that mindset of going out there and being ready to play is important. And, at some point, I don't know exactly when, I haven't talked to Ben about, my snaps or anything like that, but at some point, we'll definitely be out there.
That was Caleb Williams talking with Cassie Carlson about the importance of preseason. It doesn't look like the preseason is that important to Ben Johnson as it pertains to his quarterbacks. If we look at his history,
with Jared Goff, in the 3 years that Ben Johnson was the OC for Jared Goff, Jared Goff played in one preseason game, the very first one in 2022. He didn't play in the games after that, didn't play at all in 23, didn't play at all in 24. And what's fascinating is, you dig even more, Jared Goff wasn't supposed to play in the one game that he did play in. Dan Campbell had planned to give Goff the night off, but he found out the starters on the offensive line were playing, and Goff went into Dan Campbell's office and said, "I want to play. I didn't want those guys out there without me." And Dan Campbell said to him, "You're not playing." And Goff said, if they're playing, I'm playing. And I said, okay, you're playing. So Jared Goff talked his way into the only preseason action of his 3 years with Ben Johnson. That's telling.
And pretty much it's whatever, however you want it when it comes to this. I'm a believer that snaps in preseason matter. And there are other coaches in the NFL that believe preseason snaps matter. Joe Burrow threw 10 passes last night. But then there's the flip side of that, where Anthony Richardson played last night.
Broke a finger.
And broke a finger. But Daniel Jones also played in that game last night. Shedeur Sanders is going to play tonight. Patrick Mahomes is going to play a whole quarter on Saturday. But Jalen Hurts didn't play last night. So it's however you can make an argument for either side of it. And this is clearly kind of where Ben Johnson is on it.
He answered the question directly this morning on the Hogue and Johns podcast.
It sounded like going into yesterday's off day, you were going to kind of regroup and come up with a more concrete plan for this weekend between the joint practice and the game on Sunday. Did you kind of finalize that and how you're when you're going
to
play this?
You want me to go ahead and spill the beans?
I mean, we would love it.
Yeah, okay.
The floor is yours.
I'm sure it's going to get answered tomorrow anyways. But the thought here is, there's going to be a number of guys that aren't playing in this game. I haven't even told the team this yet, but there's going to be a number of guys that aren't playing in the game. So we're going to get great work in the joint practice. We have a number of things scheduled around the game for those guys that aren't playing, whether it's the day before or the day after, where we're actually going to end up getting more reps for them than they would have had we played them week one in this game. So I'm actually really excited about that. I think the numbers as they stand right now, subject to change, are probably 9 guys on offense, 9 guys on defense that won't be playing here.
Is number 18 part of that?
He's one of those. Yeah, he's one of those.
So if there's 9 on offense that aren't playing, I think that means the offensive line, for the most part, is not playing, and Caleb won't be walking into Ben Johnson's office demanding to play like Jared Goff did.
I mean, he might. I mean, you heard what he said about it and why he thinks that it actually is important. And I don't know if he's saying that thinking that that's the right thing to say, or if he feels. I completely understand a quarterback being like, I haven't played since early January, and now I'm in a new system, and I'm not going to be touched in these joint practices with Miami and Buffalo. So it's going to be 9 months from the time that I'm getting real game action. But maybe after a quarter of playing in the opener, you feel fine and it doesn't matter.
I think what we've learned for sure is that as coaches around the league value these joint practices more than the early preseason games, Ben Johnson is of that mindset. But in doing the research on the Jared Goff time there, he'd rather just protect his quarterback. He doesn't believe it seems in peril as a defining characteristic of learning,
now,
at least.
Now, look, there is a difference. By then, Jared Goff is, what, four years in and has played in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So there is a difference in the quarterback that you're asking to not play. So if Caleb were uncomfortable with it, and maybe he doesn't feel comfortable enough saying, yeah, let's get my O-line beat up and go out there and play after this joint practice, I think a lot of this is moving towards the bigger picture thing of there's just going to be joint practices and there's going to be 20 games. I think that's where we're going.
It could be. It could be that that's where they're going. But, you know, I think all the reasons that you laid out there of why they could and why they couldn't, I bet Ben's been thinking about it. You know? And like, this is a different situation. This is a second-year guy learning the system, and does he need it? And he's decided he's not. So we got to learn what we can about what did happen today.
My only thing with that is, in the first couple weeks of the season, if your choice is to not play guys, I don't want to hear, well, we were rusty and I didn't have a lot of rep. I don't want to hear that, because you had a choice. And if the choice should be about maximizing the regular season, and if your choice is we want our guy healthy to maximize the regular season, then rust as an excuse goes off the table in my world. Let's talk with Adam Hogue about that and more stuff. He talked with Ben Johnson. He'll run us through some of the thinking on everything. We'll talk with our buddy Adam Hogue about the Bears next here on The Score.